these last couple days have been pretty tough. Going back and forth on whether I wanted to share this or not, but we lost a client a couple of days ago, and it's never fun to admit when you lose a customer. You know, it wasn't all our fault. There were some internal things happening at their company. Two people from their marketing team left, and so they're trying to backfill those roles. And one of those people was the host of the show that we were producing, but there were also, you know, some flaws in our service and some gaps that we needed to fill. And I think that there's something powerful about talking about those gaps openly. Nobody's got a perfect business. Nobody's unflawed. And I think talking about the flaws and talking about how you're going to make them better is really, really powerful. There's a company called Drift. They just published a blog post a couple days ago. I think it actually might have been the day that we lost the client. They published 4 reasons why their customers churn. If you're not familiar with software, churn is basically when a customer leaves. And so they spelled out, you know, the 4 biggest reasons why customers leave and then what they're going to do to fix it. And so in lieu of that blog post, I was inspired to, you know, just kind of document this part of the journey. The last couple of days have been hard. This client was, one of our largest clients and, a significant part of our monthly recurring revenue. And for that to go away is not fun. And we've got to figure out, you know, financially, you know, how are we going to navigate this? And, very fortunate that, God is just so good. Even in clients leaving, we've got three new customers that, are scheduled to be coming on board a little bit later this month. And so, you know, where that one client went away, we're picking up, you know, some additional clients with a 4th client, I think, that will also sign by the end of the month. So we'll see. I don't want to get too excited about those deals. You never know how long those things are going to take to pan out. But you know, this customer that we lost, really doing a deep assessment on, you know, what did we do on our end to not make the service excellent and to not make it so valuable for them that they would stick around. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, our guest prospecting and how we, you know, the consistency of our guest prospecting and how we got guests on their show. And we have already put measures in place to fix that. We've brought a new girl onto the team to make sure that the same gap that happened with that customer, as you know, the gap in our service that allowed the mistake to happen, is not gonna, you know, shouldn't happen again, because now we've got somebody in a position to we've given them, empowered them to really own that and ensure that that we're asking new people to be on our clients' podcasts every single week, and there's not going to be a gap there anymore. So I loved Drift's blog post. Inspired me to document this. I've, you know, been hesitant before to share, you know, particularly when we lose customers, but everybody loses customers. You know, I talked to a friend of mine and he said, James, I can't remember where I saw this stat from, but I saw a stat that said 1 in every 5 customers will leave you. And he said the thing that you need to do to combat that is just have a really full pipeline and always, you know, always have new deals coming in, because inevitably, regardless of how good your service is or how valuable it is, people are going to leave. And so, that's a testament, and the fact that, you know, we lost one and we've got 4 new ones coming on board, I think we've done a pretty good job of filling up our pipeline, and because of that, we're going to live to see another day. I never want to get to the place where we feel like we're just fat and happy and we don't have to constantly be thinking of new ways to bring on new customers. And so we've done some free trials and we've launched some shows at no cost to try to get customers coming back on a recurring basis. And I think that's going to be a pretty smart strategy. I think we're going to have four or five shows in January that are going to renew because of, you know, the free launches that we did for them. We've got some other folks that came to us inbound because of the Gary V Wannabe video. Hopefully, you know, those turn into new customers. And then obviously we're continuing to initiate sales conversations with people that we bring on to our podcast as a guest. And so always trying to think of new ways, innovative ways to fill that pipeline. But grateful for God's provision and where, it doesn't make it suck any less when a customer leaves. I think I still take it really personally. But I'm glad that it doesn't, that I'm not cold to it. You know, when customers leave it really forces you to look at your service and examine, okay, how can we make this better? How can we make it so that the next customer doesn't want to leave? And I think we've made some big strides in the last few weeks in making that happen. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited about the future. Still excited about this month and the new customers that we're going to be bringing on. And you can choose to kind of let the, you know, losing the customer kind of wreck your month, or you can choose to move past it. And so I think I struggled for the last couple of days, let it wreck a couple of my days, and I'm not going to let it wreck anymore. So that's what I'm thinking about tonight.